Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few more, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. Hold on to your hats, Song Surfers, or your butts. That's a weird expression, isn't it? Hold on to your butts. Why do people say that? Okay, so don't hold your butt, but hold on to something. Wait, what are you holding now? Okay, hold on to your hat again, because this episode is going to have some wild twists and turns. It's an adventure in song form. On this episode of Song Surfing, we'll hear music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Palermo, Sicily in Italy, Lafayette, Louisiana in the United States, and somewhere in France. Plus, correspondent Zek makes his triumphant return with two songs for you. First up, we have a song by Vancouver band The Pierce Kingans, a favorite over here at Song Surfing. The Pierce Kingans have a new EP called The Delta Sessions, which will be out January 22nd, and the band describes it as a lo-fi, less polished, more bedroom approach. I've loved following this band's releases. The songs are infectiously catchy with tight hooks, and they always seem to go in a different direction than at least I expect with genre and instrumentation. And there's humor there too, often in the lyrics themselves, but in the song and album titles. Do yourself a favor and spend a little time going through their massive catalog of releases on Bandcamp. You'll see what I'm talking about. The Pierce Kingans are Matt Reedy on saxophone, Zach Martin on synths, Evan Matheson mastered the release, Kiefer Michael did the cover art, and of course, Pierce Kingan is on bass, guitar, and vocals. Here is the song Giving It Up by the Pierce Kingans to get the first block of tunes rolling, which will be followed by a visit from Zek. See ya!
Okay.
Hey, Zach, how you doing? Good to see you, bud.
Hey, John. So today I just came back from the deepest depths of the caves out in Italy, where I found a two-piece death metal band called Besseris. They draw their inspiration from early 90s progenitors like Cannibal Corpse, Broken Hope, Morbid Angel. You know, they have the heavy mid-tempo sort of riffs. They have stabs and melodic solos. They have tons of groove to propel their songs forward. But they also proudly and intentionally lean into the image of the knuckle-dragging, ignorant metalhead. Both in their music and their aesthetic, because they have sort of a caveman motif going on in their art. They even developed their own Neanderthal mythology. From their band camp, they say their only aim is playing the most vile and disparate form of music ever made while worshiping the gross and ungainly figure of the mighty Besser, a disgusting, hostile creature whose muscles, dirty hair, and belly instantly scare every living thing crossing its path. And to double down on this theme, they proudly point out that their music has no lyrics whatsoever. They definitely have plenty of grunted, you know, metal vocals, you know, lots of vocalization, but it's more akin to like a jazz scatting than anything intelligible. And it's great because, you know, all this vocalizing, it plays off the music like another instrument. It gives the singer much more flexibility. It allows for a lot of fun creative parts in the music. I think they take it as a compliment, actually, to say it's basically dumb music being played by really smart people. So this is Besseris for Circular Deficiency, off their 2021 album, Homo Homini Brutus.
Yeah, awesome. I really enjoyed listening to this whole album. It was very different from what I normally listen to. And I had no idea that he wasn't saying words. So that's that was surprising to hear, too. That's very cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun chanting parts, a lot of weird, just weird, almost bestial sort of vocals that he's trying to do there. So I think it makes it really, really interesting, very different.
Yeah, wonderful. All right. And then second, we're going to hear a pretty different sounding band from the first one.
Yeah, it's basically on the opposite end of the spectrum. It's still pretty heavy music. It's a heavy psych rock band from Louisiana called Radiant Knife. And what they do is they jump back and forth between, say, bluesy, sludge sort of riffs and really dark, dreamy sort of atmospheric passages. And they're both very hypnotic and engaging because the band has an endless amount of, you know, creative melodies and unique songwriting sort of choices. They can hammer you with a really particularly crushing guitar part in one song, but then you kind of float off in the ether in the next. The song I chose for this one, Swarming Lights Surround You, it's definitely on the more of the dreamier side. Has a lot of reverb drenched vocals and a slow pace, but you can still feel the power of the riffs through the whole thing. And I would definitely encourage anyone who likes the mood of that they evoke on this song to check out the rest of their album Science Fiction that came out back in 2018. You can experience how varied and engaging the writing can be.
Yeah, excellent. I really enjoyed this one as well. Two really solid picks this time, Zach. So first we're going to hear Besseris with Circular Deficiency, and that'll be followed by Radiant Knife with Swarming Lights Surround You. Thanks, Zach. See ya.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm gonna go.
And we're back. First up in the block, we heard the Pierce Kingans with Giving It Up. After that was Circular Deficiency by Besseris and Radiant Knife's song Swarming Lights Surround You. Friends, if you're liking the tunes that you're hearing on this episode of Song Surfing, then help the artists. Take that next step and help spread the word about your favorite artists and their songs. Maybe you share their Bandcamp or streaming platform links on social media. Tell some of your friends about the bands or buy some of their merch. And remember, you can find all of the links to the artists' websites and their preferred places to stream and purchase on the episodes and show notes page over at songsurfingpodcast.com. On a previous episode, I was asking you who your favorite bands are. If you haven't chimed in yet, I'd love to hear from you. There's a wealth of great local music out there, and some of the best tunes that I played on the show have come from suggestions from you. I want to give a shout out to Paul Michael Doherty for recommending the band Sheshe, who were featured on episode 34. Awesome band, and I wasn't able to give Paul their due for making that recommendation. So thanks a lot, Paul. You rock. And if you have a favorite local band or artist that you'd like to help spread the word about, there are posts that you can comment on over on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Song Surfing Podcast, all one word, if you don't already follow the account. So you can comment there, or you can send an email, songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. All right, back to the music. We're going to hear an artist who is an early pioneer in the revival of dungeon synth. French composer Erang has created a musical world and lore of his own, where all his albums take place, which he calls the Land of the Five Seasons. And song servers, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you might know I have a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of fear about pronouncing French titles. So it translates as Prisoner of the Dream, and I'm going to allow my translator here to say the title for you in its proper French.
Prisonnier du Rêve.
So about the album, Erang told me, "This album, my first fully titled in French, is a tribute from the bottom of my heart and guts to my early childhood. I was born in 1982 and used to go to sleep listening to vinyl of Book and Record Set, which were fantastic stories narrated by the deep voices of old French actors. Same voices I found in TV cartoons Ulysses 31, The Sun Beneath the Sea, Jason the Wheeled Warriors." Oh, I remember that one. I had some of those toys. "Space Pirate Captain Harlock." Some strange worlds I used to find in comics as well. Mobius, Heavy Metal, etc. "A part of me is forever lost there, somewhere in time and space. Prisoner of the dream." Yeah, Erang, I can totally relate. I was, and to a degree still am, big into comic books. And gosh, I'll still have dreams, even as an established adult, where I'm flying around, sometimes with a Green Lantern ring. Or, you know, I'll just think about the amazing secret world that Grant Morrison created in one of my favorite comic series, The Invisibles. There's just these layers of reality that you have in there. That fantasy stuff shapes the way you process and view reality to a degree. Yeah, maybe that's why this stuff totally resonates with me. I don't know. Song Surfers, I'm going to be playing the title track from the album, but listen to the whole thing. And last I checked, Erang was offering a really great discount on Bandcamp to buy his entire discography. So I picked up that, and I think it's worth checking out. A lot of good stuff there. Every track takes you to a new and exciting place, and I found the music to be surprisingly versatile. I've played it during dinner, while walking the neighborhood, while driving, and it really augments what you're experiencing. I hope that makes sense to you. Erang was kind enough to give some download codes, which gets you a complimentary copy of the album, and I'll be adding that to the show notes for you. So first come, first serve there. All right, here is Erang with Prisonnier du Rêve from the album of the same title.
Fermez les yeux, humains, et ouvrez votre esprit. Thank you.
Emprisonnez-le.
That music means it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. You can reach out to the show on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Song Surfing Podcast, all one word. Email me at songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to Zach for appearing on this episode. Remember, I want to hear about your favorite local bands or artists. Tell me who they are, why you love them. If you haven't left a review for the podcast, oh, please, pretty please, do that now. It would be most excellent of you. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or whatever app you're listening from if it allows you to do such a thing. And I linked some of those sites where you can add reviews in the show notes for your convenience. I've got some Song Surfing stickers to give out, so if you're a U.S. listener and you want me to mail you some, just send me an email. And keep an eye on the feed. We've got some special episodes coming up. We're going to have some Song Surfing with Friends, one with Dan Hall from In the Key of Q. It's a fun conversation. And we'll hear not only about Dan's work within the Key of Q, but also his work as producer on a new Freddie Mercury documentary. And we're going to have a special Song Surfing with Friends featuring Laura from the music blog Laura Meets Musicians. So watch the feed in the coming Tuesdays for those episodes. The theme music for Song Surfing is Living in a Fishbowl by Josh Ween. You can find his music on Bandcamp under the artist name Ween Solo, W-I-E-N-S-O-L-O. And the music we're hearing right now is Little Pills by Patrick Moonbird, which is available on all streaming platforms. All right, it's time for me to get out of here.
See you next time.